Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you for standing by. All participants are placed in listen-only mode throughout the duration of today's conference call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. Now, let me turn the call over to our host, our Chief of Provider Services, Ms. Andrea Castellanos. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on today's call. You've been invited to this call because our records indicate that you have not gotten a first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. If our records are not up to date and you have already gotten one or both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, please let us know right away so we can make that correction. For those of you that haven't gotten the vaccine yet, the main purpose of today's call is to strongly encourage you to please get the vaccine as soon as possible. All of the evidence shows that all three COVID vaccines are safe and effective at preventing serious illness from COVID-19. The Pfizer vaccine now has full FDA approval, as you probably know, and the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are expected to also receive full approval very soon by the FDA. The other purpose of this call is to go over the new COVID vaccine mandates and answer questions you have about these mandates. You can email your questions to vaccinemandate@vnsny.org. Once more, the email address is vaccinemandate@vnsny.org. I'll start by quickly summarizing how these different mandates are impacting different staff. So to begin with, the New York State Department of Health is now requiring all patient-facing staff who work in our certified home health agency, our hospice, and our licensed home health agency to have received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine by October 7th. This group includes all of our patient-facing staff in CNSNY Home Care, CNSNY Hospice, and Partners in Care, including all of our home health aides. The New York State Department of Health mandate also covers our field staff working in the NORCs, that's the naturally occurring retirement communities around New York City, our nurse family partnership field staff, and our business development staff who work in patient-facing facilities. For everyone in these different groups, you must get your first COVID-19 vaccine by October 7th and submit your proof of vaccination to us by October 7th, or we will remove you from our active workforce. This is a New York State Department of Health requirement. We don't want to do this, and we hope that we won't have to do this, which is why I'm urging everyone on this call to please go to a pharmacy or other COVID vaccine site now and get vaccinated. If you've already been vaccinated, the email that we sent you that you received indicates how to submit vaccine proof to us. The other groups that CNSMI is requiring to get the COVID vaccine are our patient-facing community mental health services staff and the patient-facing staff in our care management organization. Again, everyone in these groups must also get their first COVID vaccine dose by October 7th and submit the proof of vaccination to us, or you will be removed from our active workforce. Some of our community mental health service staff are already required to either get the vaccine or start getting tested weekly in mid-September because they're contracted with New York City. But with this new requirement, weekly testing will no longer be an option after October 7th for this group. You must get the vaccine. I should also add that the only way around these mandates is either a medical exemption in the case of community mental health services and the care management organization staff. They also, those two groups also have an exemption for religious reasons. The religious exemption, and this is very important, the religious exemption does not apply to the other groups I mentioned earlier because the state mandate doesn't include this option. So if you are a field staff in hospice, in our certified home health agency or our licensed home health agency, there are no religious exemptions, and that is a New York State regulation. Now, if you want to apply for an exemption, contact us through Ask HR and we'll explain what's involved. So that's where things stand with the mandates. I also want to remind everyone that COVID vaccines are widely available. You can schedule one today and get one probably today. You can find information about vaccination locations in your area or on the vaccine, on the Vaccinate VNSMY section of the intranet and also on the Partners in Care resource page. I know this is a lot to take in. That's why you've received email messages going over the same information. Those emails also list the different ways you can submit your proof of vaccination, and we'll be sending additional communications out in the weeks to come. This is not unique to Visiting Nurse Service of New York. These regulations, whether they be city mandates or state mandates, virtually apply to almost all healthcare workers in the city and the state of New York. So I just want to reinforce, please get your vaccine and please submit proof of vaccination to us. Again, okay, so I'm just going to read the website again if you have questions, not the website, but the email, vaccinatemandate@vnsny.org. So we have a number of questions that we will begin with. And the first question is, will we get paid out our PTO, I'm reading this directly from the writer, when we are fired? So first of all, I'm going to give this to Marian Haas, who's our Senior Vice President of Human Resources. We hope it doesn't come to firing you. That is not what we want to do, which is why we're having these conversations and these communications with you. But Marian, the answer is, will we get paid out our PTO?
Yes, any PTO is payable when you leave the organization, regardless of the circumstances. Your accrued PTO is your accrued time in your bank, and regardless of why you might leave the agency, that money is paid to you. I do want to reiterate what Andrea has said, that we don't have a long time of this for this mandate to be implemented. There is the October 7th deadline that we're working with. But we do want to work closely with you or any other employees who are uncertain about getting the vaccination, who may want to apply for a medical exemption, or may want to consider other opportunities at VNSMY that would not require the vaccine mandate. Thank you.
Thank you, Marian. Next question. This next question comes from an occupational therapist who falls under the state mandate in the Certified Home Health Agency. I noticed there will be no option to test weekly, which I find disappointing. I don't see this on the New York State website, so was this a decision of the NSNY? So the answer to that question is the state mandate does not allow for weekly testing. That's the answer to that question. What will VNS protocol be for those that don't get vaccinated? Marin, you want to respond to that? So this is somebody who is a field staff worker. I think you really talked about it before, but what will our protocol be that for those who don't get vaccinated? Let me finish the question. Will you assist to find a physician that is not face-to-face with patients but can be performed at home or in the office? It is disappointing that VNS would just terminate an employee instead of helping them find a more appropriate position within the agency. Will the employee just be fired on the spot the day of the deadline? Let's take one question at a time. Okay.
Thank you. So, as I said earlier, we are working with an October 7th deadline. The announcement that was sent out earlier mentioned that we cannot continue to have you working in our active workforce beyond that date if you are not vaccinated or don't have a medical exemption by that time. If you are interested in finding another position at VNSMY because you have decided that you will not get vaccinated, you should immediately start looking at our careers website to identify positions that might be appropriate for you, as well as speaking with your supervisor about your intentions at this point. I would also implore you to think about the vaccine. We hear from multiple sources it's safe and effective. Millions have received it. The vaccination is our answer to ending this pandemic. That's the advice that we hear from so many people who are involved with controlling this pandemic. So I do ask you to really seriously think about that and speak with trusted colleagues, medical provider, about your decision.
Thank you, Marian. Again, I want
You will not be fired on the spot the day of the deadline. We do want to have conversation with you certainly prior to that and encourage you to start those conversations early.
Again, Marian, I want to stress this is the New York State mandate. It applies to all hospitals, all nursing homes, all home care in the entire state of New York, including licensed agencies, certified home health agencies, and hospices. So this is a statewide mandate. Will there be an option to take a leave of absence? Marian, do you want to address that?
We haven't explored that yet. Thank you for that suggestion, and we will take a look at that as an option. I don't really know the answer to that question at this time.
Thank you, Marian. If fired, will unemployment benefits be available? Marian, I'm not sure we know the answer to that question yet,
I have received advice or information. It's not really advice because we didn't request it, but I have received information that was shared by our unemployment administrator that unemployment benefits would not be paid to individuals who had refused to take the vaccination when it was a mandate for their job under the New York State mandate. I don't believe there have been any tests to that advice yet, as this really was just released so recently. But that is the initial advice that we received from our unemployment insurance administrator that staff who refused to be vaccinated under this mandate would not be eligible for unemployment benefits.
Thank you, Marion. Next question. If I already have COVID-19 and have antibodies, do I still have to be vaccinated? And the answer to that question is yes, you still need to be vaccinated. Dr. Dobkin is on the line, and there may be, Dr. Dobkin, is there a waiting period if you've had COVID to actually get your vaccine?
I think there was a recommended waiting period, but I would have to check to see if that's basically still in effect.
Yeah. So that means I think it was a 90-day waiting period. I'm not 100% certain. We can look into it. So in this case, you would have a medical exemption. You might get a medical exemption for 90 days after you got your diagnosis. So these kinds of things would have to be handled on a case-by-case basis. But just because you have you had COVID does not allow you not to have the vaccine. Okay, next question. Will an employee be fired for not taking the vaccine? This is from the CHA. This is actually from a nurse from the CHA. We cannot let you work as a field nurse in the CHA if you don't have the vaccine. We are not allowed to let you continue working. And so if you can't find another job in the organization if you don't want to take the vaccine, ultimately, we will have to terminate you from the job because you're not allowed to go into the field without the vaccine. Marion, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I don't know that there's any more to say other than the points I made earlier, because it is a mandate from the state, and short of something being changed in that mandate for us, we cannot continue to have individuals working, providing care, unless they're vaccinated or qualify for the exemption.
Thank you, Marion. So next question, what do we need to provide in order to get a medical exemption? Marion, you want to take that?
Sure. So we're asking you to send a question into AskHR saying that you're seeking information about applying for a medical exemption. We are still gathering that information from the various guidance that's come out from the state and making sure that we completely understand the guidance from the state, the CDC, before we issue full instructions on applying for a medical exemption. But please send your request into AskHR to say that you're seeking information about a medical exemption so that we can get it out to you very shortly. We expect to have the full answer to that question and the full process for you in the next few days.
Thank you, Marion.
I would just add if there are home health aides listening on this call, that their question should be sent into the Partners Employee Health Services department or to call that phone number because they do not access AskHR. Thanks.
Thank you, Marion. Okay, will frozen sick time be paid out in addition to paid PTO when removed from employment?
I'll take that question, Andrea. No, frozen sick time is not eligible to be paid out to staff who separate from employment regardless of the reason.
Okay. Next question. We hear that the vaccine is safe, but no one knows the long-term effects. It hasn't been out long enough. Who will be held liable if employees react negatively to the vaccine, especially since it's being forced on us to maintain current positions? That's an interesting question. Nausheen, are you on the line by any chance? Oh, Nausheen is right here. Can you? Can't hear. Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay. Hello. Sure. So, as Andrea mentioned on a number of occasions, this is a state mandate, and it certainly does not provide us with the answer to your question. And so I'll just go back and reiterate what I think Andrea and Dr. Dobkin have said regarding the what is known about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. But to the extent that, you know, your question is about liability, unfortunately, there hasn't been any mention of liability in any of the guidance that's been issued from the state.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nausheen. Okay, next question. Why not negotiate with the state to extend the deadline until all three vaccines are FDA approved so we are not forced to take the mRNA gene therapy as opposed to the J&J shot, which is a viral vector? That's a great question. We have no negotiating power with the state at this point. This is a mandate. This is a mandate from the state. It impacts many hundreds of thousands of people in the state of New York. However, it's my understanding that the Moderna may receive full FDA approval in the next couple of weeks, if that makes this caller feel any better. Dr. Dobkin, anything to add to that?
A couple of things, just to go back to previous questions. One is, according to CDC, the only waiting period after COVID before receiving the vaccine is to complete the quarantine or isolation period. There's no additional requirement for a delay after COVID unless you've had a multi-system injury complication of COVID, which is quite rare. The second, in terms of, I just wanted to add something on the the vaccine injury program. There is on the HRSA website, Health Resources and Services Ministry, federal government, information about covering COVID vaccine related injuries. So apparently, it is, you know, it is included. And then the last point on the current question. I just wanted to correct the terminology that the questioner used as a gene therapy vaccine. This is not considered gene therapy. There's no effect on host genes. It's simply the mRNA is a means of transmitting the immunogenic particle rather than injecting it directly. The net effect is exactly the same, and as Andrea's pointed out, the expectation is that since the Pfizer vaccine was approved first for emergency use and the others shortly thereafter, that we'll see the same pattern with full approval. There's been nothing reported about either the Johnson & Johnson or Moderna vaccines that would suggest that they're not going to receive full approval in the next several weeks.
Thank you, Dr. Dobkin. The next question is a little complicated. I'll read it. Since the mandate has changed to require vaccines, this is somebody from Community Mental Health Services, will changes be considered within the agency? For example, if someone's position is working under Community Mental Health Services contract receiving city funds, but they do not have contact with the public, will this be considered by the agency for the employee to maintain their position if they are not vaccinated? And so in Community Mental Health Services, virtually almost all employees
have contact with the public. They work in a site that has the public coming into it, or they will be working in a site that has the public coming into it. So at this point, we will not be changing our position on this. In community mental health services, there can be a religious exemption or a medical exemption, and as opposed to in other parts of the organization that are state mandated, there is no religious exemption allowed. So no religious exemption is allowed in hospice, in our certified home health agency, and in our licensed home health agency. So I hope that answered the question for this person. We'll do one last question. Despite claims that the vaccine is safe, I am seeking medical exemption due to pregnancy. Will this be justified as a valid exemption? Marion, do we know for sure that pregnancy is justified at this point as a valid exemption?
I don't know that information.
Yes.
Nasheem
is sitting with me right now, and she said yes. So that will be during your pregnancy, that will be justified as a valid exemption. Okay, and let's see if we can. Please let us know the easiest way to access Ask HR. Marion, the easiest
yes.
way to access.
The easiest way to access Ask HR is to click on the VNSMY intranet, go down to where you see a row of icons for the different services that are available there. The next to the last one on the right says HR Connect. Click there. It will bring you into your own personalized view of the HR Connect materials that are appropriate for you. And then in the upper right-hand corner is on the ribbon there next to the search bar. It says Ask HR. I apologize. We've been trying to make this bigger, but it's right there in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that Ask HR, and it will open a screen for you to fill in your question. The topic would be COVID-19. The subject, you can just type in accommodation request, medical exemption. You type in whatever you would like, and then describe your request and submit it. And we will have all your contact information. We'll know exactly who you are and be able to respond to you with the information. Thanks for the question.
Okay. One last question. I know we're running late. Will health insurance be affected in any way if the employee is not vaccinated? This question comes from an employee in community mental health services. This person is mandated to get the vaccine. I don't understand the question in terms of the health insurance. Maybe send another question in clarifying that question. Health insurance is not affected, but your employment might be affected if you don't get the vaccine. So if you want to send in another clarifying question, we can take a look at that. So we are out of time. We will have this call again next week. We'll let you know when it is. You can, between now and next week, send your questions in to Ask HR. We will try to answer them as best as possible. We're trying to firm up all of our policies associated with this. This mandate is new to you. It's new to us. We're trying to get organized very, very quickly. And again, we strongly encourage you to get the vaccine and get proof of evidence that you've gotten your first vaccine to us as quickly as possible. Thank you, everybody, for joining the call, and we'll connect again soon in the future.
I'm like, Nasheem,